there was limbs falling everywhere, and it scared me for a second because I got anxiety, so like it worked my anxiety up pretty much.
Jamie White has lived in the city of Bristol, situated in Northwest Liberty County, her whole life. But she rode out the storm in nearby Hosford.
But when we came home that morning to see everything, it was just so devastating, just looking at our little town, and it took on so much, and it was just so unexpected.
Thursday was White and her family's ninth day without power. At the Liberty County Emergency Operations Center, outside help was brought in to manage recovery efforts. Ken Parks, an incident commander from Montana, flew in the day after the storm.
So we're still hovering around 60 to 70% without power at this time. We've slowly been increasing that number, but we're looking for sort of a large surge, if you would say, starting on Friday night, possibly Saturday morning, where several power transformers and things are going to go into place, and we should get a large number of people getting power at that point.
Parks says emergency officials in Liberty have had to put out some fires stemming from mishaps as power is turned back on.
We had several fires occur from people having their stoves on, and then they had stacked stuff on the stove like because it wasn't being used, and then those things ignited and caused some house fires.
And with much of the county still without power, food options have been scarce. Claire Martin, who works with Christian Aid Ministries, drove straight to Florida with a caravan of volunteers the day Michael hit. They sing hymns as they give out food at Bristol Christian Church.
There's a lot of elderly people who don't have power for their oxygen and all the different needs they have. We see so much of that where there's the electric's a big deal, and when that goes, we just lose so much.
After the interview, Martin said he was going to offer condolences to a Bristol resident who lost her husband for that very reason.
And as a matter of fact, after we're done, I'm going to the funeral. And she lost her husband because he needed pacemaker help and couldn't get it because it wasn't an emergency. And he was an elderly gentleman, passed away.
We actually have McDonald's open up one restaurant and a deli here in town and all, but the people we're feeding, they don't have the dollars to go to those stores and buy food right now. They're broke. I mean, lost everything.
Bluntstown is in Calhoun County, just over the border from Liberty. There, residents have banded together to help feed each other. Between using their own food and resources and stretching the outside help that's come in, they've managed to have hot meals each day. Steve Bailey is a former Bluntstown City Council member who has been up at the crack of dawn every day since the storm, helping organize feeding his community. At first, the only food to be had came from the residents themselves.
We brought it in 12 hours after the storm, I guess, and started feeding people before anybody else could get here. And pretty much what we fed the first 3 days was people's freezer stuff that was going to ruin anyway. So we had fish and deer and wild hog and all that stuff. Now we're starting to get donations of beef and pork in that we're able to cook for everybody and chicken.
As Liberty County makes headway getting power back a county over, Bailey says Calhoun anticipates a longer wait.
We lost 100% of our grid in Bluntstown. Our transmission lines coming in are going to be at least another week getting us here. When we do crank up here, we should have 15-20% of our grid up by then, thanks to all these guys that come in from out of town and help us.
Bailey fears the more than $1 billion in timber loss in the region will bring closed plants and jobs lost. But right now, watching his neighbors come together has changed his perspective.
You know, I'm not going to make religion in this, but I haven't seen God in the church in a long time. I've seen him on this corner for a week now, a solid week.
For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.